Well, if you will, open your Bibles with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1. We had our men's retreat this past weekend, and I kept thinking through how to best introduce what my heart was feeling. And I just kept thinking through it and kept praying and believed the Lord just gave me clarity on this. I'd like to start out by saying this. The one thing that's been ingrained in us as a church, in the very fabric of this church, was that we would just be real. That it wouldn't be facades. It wouldn't be fakery. It wouldn't be putting on a mask. It wouldn't be Pharisee. It wouldn't be this external religious righteousness. That it would just be a bunch of real folks that were coming together that had made a decision for Jesus Christ, that they wanted Him to be Lord and Savior of their life, that different ones that could come and say, you know, the Lord revealed this to me. I need to change here. You know, I realized this was wrong. I need to make a decision. I realized God was doing this in my life. But we weren't going to put on airs. We weren't going to fake it. But we were going to be real with one another, and that we were going to be a church that encouraged one another to keep following the Lord and get back up and keep going, you know. But that's who we were going to be, and we were going to grow in the Lord. So if you look at me in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, 4, and 5, it says, I thank God, being Paul writing to Timothy, I thank God whom I serve with a clear conscience the way my forefathers did. I think of Hebrews 11, you know, that sincere faith of some of those Old Testament saints. As I constantly remember, not perfection, but sincere faith. As I constantly remember you in my prayers night and day. And this is a part where the affection comes in. Longing to see you even as I recall your tears. Paul's getting ready for death. Nero's going to, what we believe historically, Nero's going to have him beheaded. And he's beginning to write this letter to Timothy to pass the baton. And he's beginning to think upon his son in the faith. He says, even as I recall your tears, so that I may be filled with joy. What begins to fill his heart with joy? Look at me in verse 5. For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you. That's what stirred Paul's heart, was this sincere faith. And through, he goes on to say, within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois, so it lets you know how important grandmothers have, the role of grandparents, and then your mother Eunice, and I'm sure that it is in you as well. We do not believe that Timothy's father, as far as we know, he's not mentioned in Scripture. But how important you mothers play a role, grandmothers play a role. And we also know within Scripture, fathers and grandparents as well. The body of Christ plays a role. But what I wanted to focus on today was that sincere faith. And so we had our men's prayer. And traditionally, what we like to do is to call some of the men up and allow them to share some of their hearts with you. And the reason why I'm calling up, we call up, is because one of the things that ministers to me is when I just see sincerity. And I just see men go, you know, I just really feel like God's speaking to me in this way. And that's some of what we had this weekend, and we're really thankful to have that time as brothers. In the Old Testament, the Israelites would have three times a year they'd have to go up to Jerusalem. So I told the men, I said, this is like our one time a year we're going up to Jerusalem, brothers. We're going up to Jerusalem to worship the Lord together, and let's see what God begins to do in our hearts. So I'm going to call up Carmelo and Ronnie and Mr. Peter, and I wanted to call up some of my brothers that would probably be a little younger in the faith. I had some of the older guys in my group too, but I wanted to call up some of my younger brothers in the faith to let them kind of share how God was working in their life through this time and this conference. And so one of the points that we did with the conference is Pastor Gary wanted us to see that all the way through our lives, God's been molding a heart to be used by Him and a particular avenue that God wanted to use them in. And so one of the first questions, and let me say this too, for those of you who want the worksheets that we had, please get them. You know, I'm going to tell them myself, I even took some of the worksheets from the women's conference. And I'm telling you, they had me going, wow, okay, Lord. So I'd encourage you, these are great worksheets to go through in the faith. So one of the, that same night that we had was surveying influential directives in your life. So the first question was, the most positive lesson taken away from your upbringing, which we bring in 2 Timothy 3, 14 and 15. And then the second one was that which had the most negative impact on your life and thus caused you to feel deeply about something. I'm going to let Ronnie and Carmelo share on this, and I'm going to bring Peter in when they're done. But Carmelo and Ronnie, you guys got to come over this way. Come a little closer, brothers. Come on, get in here. And so you shared the most positive upbringing. What was, do you remember? Come a little closer.
My grandparents, how their, my grandma used to cook, and then she used to bring all this different food, and and they have all these different people come and get her food. And my grandfather, he was more like the, he would help out, but in the background. And but they're the ones that taught me everything and most of the positive things in my life, plus my mom. My mom's and my dad's later on in life, because they were so busy working. But that's where I learned most of everything from.
But your grandparents played a pivotal role.
Yes, yes.
And you saw them serving.
Yes, they did.
Which we know how this is going to impact when we get to our other part. Now, that which had the most negative impact on your life, which made you feel deeply about something.
Yeah, my father.
Right, at different times of his growth as an older
before,
man.
Before, like, he used to work all week, and then
different things would happen.
It comes the weekend, and
things would happen.
Yeah.
A lot like how I grew up as well.
But now he's looking for the Lord, and he's trying to be a part of our lives. And
he's made a change.
Yes, he has.
We actually had them up here when you guys were moving.
Yeah, yeah,
we got an opportunity to spend time with them.
Yeah.
But we realized that those things... But do you remember what it caused you to feel deeply about? The one of the things to want to take care of your family.
Yeah.
And to want to be there. Go ahead.
When that one time that I took my wife down to Orlando, and I went out and I got arrested that night. And I almost lost my family.
But it made us wake up, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
We realized how thankful we were for them. And those lessons, as hard as they were for us when we were younger, God was molding our hearts, wasn't he? So we get to our third sheet, which was that next day. And the question was, where do you feel most confident to minister when assembled together with the body? And you knew right, serving. God used your grandparents when you were young. He used some of those difficult moments in your life.
My mom was a teacher.
Yeah, and she was, wasn't she?
She was a Bible
She was Janina's teacher, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
Yeah. How neat is that? But I remember we'd have family work days, and you'd be out here with your boys, and we'd be spreading pine straw. I remember you helped Kim build that garden back here, and you just built it with everything and that heart to want to serve. And God just wove that heart in you, brother.
Yes.
And it's no accident. Janina has the same one.
I know.
She brings us all her bread on cafe.
And cookies.
And cookies, too, yeah.
And muffins.
And thank you for, they're all so good. They're real good. Mr. Ronnie, we had some of that, the most positive lesson when you shared. You remember?
Yeah.
What was it?
Mom was playing football growing up.
Yeah. It was like an escape for you almost.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I was telling you, it's helped me... put where my anger and everything was on the field, and then I would leave that there and then be a different person, I guess you could say. I wouldn't.
It brought that sense of brotherhood around you?
That was a part of it. It was, there's a lot of things that go into it. It's kind of teach you leadership.
Discipline.
Yeah, discipline, and like I said, brothership. There's a lot of different stuff that goes in it.
You had some good coaches that seemed like they cared about you.
Yeah, for Englewood, we did pretty good. Yeah. There.
But one of the things that you said, it was almost seemed like it was that escape for you.
Yeah.
In a place where you were recognizing how to, you were recognizing that anger.
Yeah, well, that's, well, it leads into the next question.
Okay.
For me,
so that which had the most negative impact on your life, but made you feel deeply about something.
Yeah, well, like I'm saying, playing football, I lost my father when I was 17.
Mm-hmm. That was a big moment. I remember that.
Yes, you do.
But it made you feel deeply about something. Which led to our next one, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys might not recognize this with Ronnie. So when you came together to serve, how do you feel like the Lord burdened in your heart?
Acts of mercy, for
Acts
sure.
Acts of mercy.
For sure.
Because you grew up certain ways with our dads, not being in the picture, but in the picture, in and out. Yeah. And then, but with football, and then losing your dad.
Mm.
When you see this guy around kids, it's a whole different person. He lights up, which isn't that the way God works? He takes those that have been through the difficulty, and I remember growing up, I remember some of that anger and God using that to give Ronnie a protector's heart. But you see him with these young children and you realize that heart of those difficult things that that God ordained in our lives to create that heart of ministry in these two men, the heart of service and the acts of mercy. But I remember it was a while back, we were busy, and I said, hey, can you take Sammy? And she just puts that hand up, and he walks her out to the car and gets her in the car. And then the other day we see, I turn around, and he's carrying Sophia. And they're just toting out, and she's like this big. You know? And he's carrying that little peanut in her arm, and I said, look at that. I said, he has a heart for children, because you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, brother.
Me too.
Love you, man. Peter, our conversation was a little different. You were in Pastor Greg's class group.
I was.
And so when I called, I said, Pete, you want to share? You go, okay, I'll share.
Trying to get out of that shell.
Yeah, and you're doing a great job. So one of the things that we had talked about, and you were real. You said, I know I want to serve. I know I want to grow.
Right.
And I'm praying, I'm asking. So you want to kind of share some of the progression that you were going through down there and then where you kind of came out of?
Well, when Lori and I decided to basically close up shop and move here, I had it in my heart to say, okay, Lord, I know I want to listen and serve you.
Yeah.
Don't know how. Show me the way. And boy, did he.
Jeez. Which, that's a big step for men to say.
Oh,
to want to come into submission to who God is.
Yeah, well, I was angry and frustrated being in California, and the Lord allowed this door to open and for us to come here and to do something. And now that when I started feeling the love of the church and everybody here, you just wanted to. So I wanted to serve.
Yeah.
And as Pastor Greg and I have been speaking about for a while, I'm good at things. I can build, I can make, I can fix, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But that's me.
Right.
And that's the piece that I'm worried or struggling with. Am I doing it because it's me?
Yeah, what comes natural.
Right. Is that really a spiritual gift that I'm waiting for the Lord to give me or not? Mm-hmm. So I'm praying and thinking and spending quiet times at night trying to listen.
Yeah, looking for clarity.
Right. Because I don't believe it is just to do the things I'm doing.
The physical things.
Right.
Right.
And I'm waiting for him to say, oh, I don't believe I'm a preacher.
Right. You shouldn't have said that. Oh, wow.
I'm not a good reader.
You are being discipled by Pastor Greg, too. Oh, man.
So, but it's up to him to put it on me and for me to listen.
To listen, brother.
So I'm going through that now.
Amen. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, brother.
Sure.
The one thing that I just, y'all can stay and we'll close in prayer.
Oh,
come
okay.
up here, fellas. Is that the realness of Peter when he goes, I'm looking for the clarity. God, I just want, give me some clarity here. I know I can serve. I know I can do things with my hand. And they've been faithful brothers and sisters in serving and ministering around the church. But you're going, Lord, just give me that clarity I want to know that this is a part of the spiritual gift, whether it's encouraging or teaching and giving, leading, acts of mercy. We had our list of the different ones that we felt inclined to do. And so I just wanted to let these brothers share their heart. And I tell you, I am mindful of the sincere faith within you. That's what binds this church together, is our sincere love for the Lord and the realness. And my prayer is we never lose that, and that Lord would bring many more in while we're here. So shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you, I just thank you for the faithful brothers and sisters you've given us in this church, Lord. Lord, we know we're sinners saved by grace. We are very well aware of that. All the mistakes we make, the growth challenges that come into our lives because of our sinful nature. God, we're so sorry for those things, but we're so thankful for your love and grace. We're so thankful that there's no condemnation in you. We're so thankful that, Lord, you're growing us and you're not angry at us, but you're wanting to give us freedom and you're wanting to give us victory and you're wanting to give us clear direction. And Lord, we're going to just go serve you today, and I'm going to share your gospel. I'm going to have acts of mercy upon these young ones that you bring into my life and whoever else, and I'm going to serve, Lord. And Father, we're just going to keep working with our hands and serving you as well and also sharing the gospel. I think we may be able to see that. And Lord, just thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for establishing your church, a place where we can come and learn about you, worship you, serve you, and just serve and love one another until the day you call us home. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.